I want to talk to you a little bit about boxes. Boxes. And so we've just coming out of Christmas and boxes. And one of the things that is a big tradition in England is that most children, one of the gifts that they receive at Christmas is what we call a selection box. And a selection box is a box, and in it is a selection of delicious chocolate. And all the different chocolate bars would be in there, and Cadbury do the best one all the time. And you'd get this selection box, and it would be a thing. And if you didn't get a selection box, then Christmas was not complete. You needed a selection box, and it was a highlight, and you would get the selection box. And yeah, I wonder, thinking about that word selection box, and by the way, I found some Cadbury selection boxes online. Amazon does carry everything. And they were imported from England and anyway, that's by the by. So we even got selection boxes in our home this year. But boxes, and inside this box is a selection of things that maybe remind you of Christmas. And although this is not a Christmas message, it's a post-Christmas message. I wonder what for you is your most memorable thing in the last 7 days. And I know you're going to say, oh, your message on Christmas Eve days, that will never, ever leave me. It was the most memorable thing of my whole life. Then in reality, maybe something different. And so this last week, maybe since this week, you've been receiving boxes of gifts. But there comes a point where you've opened those boxes and it goes into another box somewhere else. Maybe for you, the memory of Christmas was, I don't know, the stocking. I mean, how many of you here received stocking with things in this last few days? Who did? Who did not? Oh, I'm really sorry about that. But we hang these, and then there comes a moment in our house, we have this hanger that goes in front of the fireplace, and these stockings were hung, and they were really pretty, but my wife had to remove the hanger on the 26th. Like the whole piece of Kirkland furniture had to be removed. Because it was now post-Christmas, and so the stockings end up going back in a bigger box. And then maybe for you, Christmas was about the gatherings here, our carol services, Christmas services, the songs, the coming to church. Maybe that was it, but that's kind of like back in a box. Maybe for some of you, it was the decorations. And the decorations, you get excited, and there's anticipation, and you hang them up, and now they're just irritating. They're kind of there, and each morning you get up and you maybe turn the lights on one more time, and yeah, they don't have that fizz anymore, but maybe it's just me. There isn't that, oh, wow, but the sort of decorations at some point, maybe already, but in the coming days, will go back in a bigger box. And then maybe for some of you, you receive lots of these trees in card form. And We give them and we put notes in and we put messages in and we put little additional cards in, and some of you put your year story inside them. And you said, this is what's been going on in my family in this last year, and sharing all of that, and it's all good, and these end up going in a recycling box. They do, and they're good at that time, but they don't last. And maybe for some of you, it's the music, as I shared last week. Some of you were listening to Christmas music in October. Weirdos! December 1st is when you can listen to Christmas music. But now, I haven't had this discussion, the music, the Christmas music, I know, but everybody else, young people, this is a CD. Like, there's like 10 songs on that, and that's it. Hold on, thinking, what's your problem with that? No, like, we get gazillions of music. Now, but music, and I know, I even had this discussion yesterday. My boys were in the car yesterday, and they said, Dad, please tell us we're not singing Christmas songs tomorrow morning. And I genuinely, at that point, went, I can't remember, but I feel pressure. Like, if we are, I'm going to have to change it. Like, it's done now. We can't sing that anymore. It's weird, isn't it? And I got more decorations here. And who's actually experienced some snow in recent days? Who's been north? And they had a lot of snow. Not so much here, but a lot of snow, and it feels like Christmas for many people in the snow. But it's going to melt and go back in a box, and maybe, okay, candy canes. Who genuinely likes candy canes? Who loves candy canes? I've got a few candy canes. I want to throw out some candy canes because they're no good anymore. Show your hands for candy canes. I'll throw one there, and I'll throw another one over there, and I'll throw another one over there. Oh, that was my arm's too good. And another one back there, and then I'll go over here with two. That didn't even reach. I don't know about you, some of you, I'm disappointed. Last night we went to watch the Phoenix Suns, and I've been to many basketball games and different things, and there's that cannon that they shoot free stuff from, like T-shirts and things. Never caught one, ever. Never. Has anybody ever received a free gift at a sports event from one of those? I don't like you. Candy canes are that. I mean, at what other time of the year would you eat a stick of candy that shape and it feel okay? But at Christmas, oh no, we can hang them. We can do whatever with them. Candy canes. It's all there. And then we have this little box. And in this little box is chocolate. And for some reason, and I've even got a napkin representing more food, we have permission to eat chocolate more than is rationally possible. And it's okay. Like, even our trainer gave us chocolate for Christmas. And the reason he did that, he said, because it keeps him in a job. It's like, keeps me in a job. I'm going to feed all my people chocolate. Then they'll have to come back to me in January, feeling guilty. But I do have some small chocolate items that I'm prepared to give away. So anybody here not? I mean, that's going to go that way. Okay. Anybody here under the age of 11 that wants chocolate, run down here right now. 11 or under, and you want chocolate, run down here. I've only got a limited supply. Okay, parents, some of your children will return with tears because I only have like 10 here and I have no idea what to do with this in front of me right now. No idea. No idea. Children, have you not had enough chocolate?
No.
I think you may have had enough chocolate. So here's the deal. I'm going to give one of you a chocolate and you're going to give that to somebody else. So you're first, I'm going to give you this, give it to somebody else. Anybody in the room, it could be a child, it could be an adult. Who else wants to give one? I'm going to give one, give it to somebody else. I'm going to give one, give it to somebody else. I'm going to come over here and give one and give it to somebody else. Look at this, I'm like, I don't know if this way. I'm going to give one, give it to somebody else. I'm going to give one, give it to somebody else. I'm going to give one, give it to somebody. See, children are givers. Look, they are big givers. I have two left. I'm going to give one, give it to somebody else. And finally, you've been very oh, wow, did you see that? Oh, I've got one more. Dude, I got one more. Wow. So, that's it. I'm sorry, children. That's my lot. A box that is now an empty box. And the final thing, oh, another candy cane. Another candy cane. Didn't even reach. And candle, back in the box. And so when all is said and done, what we have here at Christmas is we had a box with a selection of items in it reminding us of this season, and now it's empty. Now it's empty. Like Christmas is all done. And it's empty. And maybe that whole season building up was full of all these things that are really great and good, but there is something a little deflating straight after. And it can feel a little empty. But you see, as you this week, go ahead and put all your things in your storage boxes. And you'll put them away in your garage or wherever it may be. But maybe for some of you, it's like empty and your home is not as colorful anymore. And there's a big space where things once were. And it's empty. But you see, this is the most powerful image that I want to bring with you today. This is a powerful image. You see, when Christmas is all done and feels empty, that word empty is powerful. Because here's what we're reminded of. God emptied himself. He emptied himself for you. He left nothing behind. He poured himself out. Every last drop, he poured himself out. He emptied himself for you. And then he was buried, and the tomb is empty. It's empty. And so we therefore should come off Christmas having felt full of all kinds of different things. And if for a moment you wish, oh, I wish it was still here, it feels a bit empty now. I want that to trigger your brain to think, yes, and the tomb still is empty. And why is that? He is risen. He is alive. And so because of that, what's new with you? Put that video on again. Put that video on again.
It's pretty easy for us to be enticed with new. Like a new car. A new home.
This is cute.
A new job. A new trend. A new look. A new you.
Nope.
And maybe that's not a bad thing. Because our Creator seems to be all about new. Like a new promise. A new command.
Hi.
New life. New mercies. And even a new year. God not only loves new, but promises to make all things new. And we are invited into the sacred work. So I guess the question is...
So, what's new with you?
Throughout the Bible, the word new is just constant. It's just constant. It's not old and done, it's empty that brings new. Throughout the Bible, it's there. As was shared on that video, what did Jesus say? A new commandment I give to you. Love one another. In 2 or 3 weeks' time, we're going to start a series called It's All About You and Me. And we're going to go through many of the one another's in the New Testament that the Bible commands us to live out as part of a series. But to love one another, but he said it's a new thing. Why did he need to say a new thing? Because the people weren't doing it. So what about you? What's new with you? Is his mercy new for you today? Do you sense that what is about to turn the page, which is a number on a calendar, which goes into a new year, but that word new year, are you looking at it with an expectation of, but whatever I see in front of me, his mercy is always new. And I can experience it fresh. Book of Revelation, like chapter 21, he's getting near the end and he said, I am making all things new. He's not saying I'm making all new things. I'm making all things new. The way I originally intended them to be. I'm going to read a scripture and then bring us into land a little bit. 2 Corinthians, you don't have to turn to it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It's well known, but in this concept of maybe when this today feels a little empty and done, he says this, "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again." And then he moves down in verse 17 and says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." We're new. The word renewing is this ongoing. Did you know that God still hasn't finished with you, and it may feel like physically you're getting worse, but he is renewing you all the time, if you would allow him to do that. Next week, I'm going to share with you, as I do at the start of every year, my one thing. My one scripture, my one phrase, my one focus. What is the one thing I believe the Grace Community Church needs to lean into for 2019? And you know what I did that was weird today? Today, this morning, I was up early and just going through all of this again and preparing it. And I went through, from Genesis through Revelation, every book that had a chapter 20, verse 19. Why? I don't know. I just thought it would be a good idea. And some of them are weird, because out of context, verses like that can be weird. But some of them were incredible. And I want to tell you some of them. I'll reveal them next week. Maybe you could do that. Some of them don't even have a chapter 20. And if they have a chapter 20, don't have a verse 19. So it's okay. It really is okay. Man added the numbers. All right? We added the numbers for reference points. But there was a lot in there about hope and about new. And so there is no better way for us to end today than to remember, when at the end of this season it feels done and empty, emptiness is a sign of all things new. If it seems like it's all over, resurrection is God's specialized subject. Whatever is going on in your world, whatever next year looks like, have a hope and look into it that in Christ, I'm a new creation. The old is gone and the new keeps on coming. Musicians, come up. I want to close this morning with us singing that main focus, that everything of this year going into next year, it seems obvious to many of us, but all too often we do fix our eyes elsewhere, and it should always be fixed on Jesus, because his name is powerful. His name is wonderful, because his name is beautiful. And all this beauty that we spend hours to create to throughout this season, which is so, so awesome, all this beauty will be gone next Sunday. It'll be gone. If you've got any time on Wednesday morning, then you can please come on the campus and help us pack it all down. The staff will be doing it, but we want to invite you to join us. Just come on down here at 9 on Wednesday and take down some of these beautiful reminders, but be with us as we prepare ourselves for a new day with his mercy and his grace and his power and his love. Let's all stand. Some of you, as you end this year, I believe, and this was something that hit me this morning, so it's for some of you. One of the things you need to leave in this year and don't carry it into next is the word regret. You need to leave it. Leave it. Jesus came to make all things new. And his mercy is new. And leave that in the past. Don't live there. Lay it down and say, Lord, give me a new day. I need a new day. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the joy we've had in this season. And as we put things back in boxes and it feels done and empty, we rejoice that the tomb is empty. You are risen. There is new power, new grace, new mercy, new strength, new healing, new forgiveness to be received by you. And we fix our eyes on you now. We declare that you are a beautiful, beautiful Jesus, wonderful and powerful. And we declare your name as we close this morning. Amen. Amen. Thanks, everybody.